Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Burntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Welcome, citizens, to this episode of the Liberty Critical Research Podcast. We would like to say a quick thanks to our supportive Patreon citizens, especially Dax Haverlack, a most upstanding citizen. We are so very close to reaching our first Patreon goal and gratefully appreciate your continued support. A quick update, our graphic novel, Liberty Deception, is now available. Delve further into the world of Liberty by ordering a copy today. Additionally, if you have yet to do so, please consider leaving us a review on iTunes. Every review helps our visibility grow, and it's nice to hear from you every so often. Lastly, we wanted to mention our sincere thanks, as our show is a finalist for the Audioverse Awards in two categories. Best Writing of an Original Long-Form Small Cast Ongoing Production for Caitlin Statz, and also Best Performance of an Actor in an Original Leading Role in a Short-Form Production for David Cummings' portrayal of Investigator Uriel in an episode of Tales from the Tower. As your media director, it is my duty to inform you that the following story may contain content some listeners may find disturbing. So stay tuned, and remember, Atreus endures.
In the climate-ravaged world of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven. Pura is a geoengineered paradise that protects its fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. In a time when the world outside is unsafe, it's vital for Pura's existence that people rally behind the purpose of the city, and Demetria Lopez, head of the city's public relations, tirelessly promotes its idyllic image. But when she stumbles on a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she's willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Ray Seahorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Another night and more to do. Up and ready. I've got a surprise for you.
I'm sure I'd rather know right now.
And ruin it?
Never.
No, you're right. Don't ruin the surprise.
Was that humor?
No.
Did I just hear you try to joke with me? Is my talesman a funny man?
No, nope. Absolutely not. Sorry, Dismas.
Because we have a habit of killing funny men.
I wouldn't know humor if it tried to eat me for lunch.
I jest. However, no time for that now. We have certain particular things to cover tonight, and my reparations for being a poor host are first on the list. Tonight's about you, Talesman. Let me show you your new home.
I've already seen enough, in my opinion.
Oh, haberdashery. There is a lot to see. The SC Punks have a wealth of history that comes with the hot, and since history is your thing, it's best that you get the tour from the person who knows it best. Me. First on the list, the pit. Now, I know you saw it briefly, but sight under duress is not enough. The pit... Well, let's get there first. Are talesmen revered where you come from?
Huh?
Well, are you more the leadery types there, or is it like it is here?
Well, back in the...
Never mind. We're here. Now, you'll see that the pit is our most beloved form of entertainment. On those long days or boring nights between meals, that is, the family gathers to watch the grand battles of our pit. Now, none of this would even be possible without our trainer, Skit, whom you met previously, and your big fist has also joined her ranks. I think he's still alive. The trainers train the fighters, and the fighters fight, rather straightforward, entertains the family, brings in a bit of tin. Many of my brothers have a severe betting problem.
What is the origin of the pit? Was it always a place of fighting? It does not appear to be the original structural purpose of this area.
Regardless, our pre-raid and glory speeches are given here. By myself, of course. Something I'm sure you will enjoy and record and remember upon the next. Look at them practice now. Skit and her fists really are skilled trainers. I don't know how they have the patience, though. Training them and trying not to kill them so quickly. Like that little scrap there. I would have run him through nights ago. Well, you look at that. Skit and I, truly family. Well, let's get moving. They'll be cleaning that up for a while now.
So, her killing that fighter, it's not a problem?
Far less of a problem than if the fighter was alive. Now, instead of us feeding him, he's feeding us. Where to next? How about we go check in on your other friend, the scary woman?
Jalo.
I believe so. Boom hasn't asked me for a new helper, so... Yes, I believe so.
What does that child do?
You can ask her yourself. She's always pleased to demonstrate.
For some reason, that sounds particularly dangerous.
Oh, it will be.
Boss?
Yes, hello. Come along, Talesman.
Dizman! If you're here for an update, I'm going to disappoint.
Never a disappointment. No, I know that the trade is not until later on, so no worries. We still have some time before the... Badoom, was it?
Yeah.
Yes, until the Badoom is needed.
Then what can I do for you up in my wall, Diz?
Showing my talesman the hot. So, do you need a new helper?
What? No. She's alive. Hey, JJ!
You can't ask me to put away these grenades carefully and then keep calling me.
Your little friend is here! Dismiss new talesman.
Kofsky? Oh, shit. Kofsky!
Hello. Yes. Hi.
Really, really much that you're alive. You're still with...
I'm acting as Boss Dismas's personal talesman. I am to record his and the punk's rise to greatness.
Well put, talesman. And is that really your name? Kofsky? Still talesman to me. So, boom. Tell my talesman what you do here.
I make our walls stay up and their walls come down. I run the turrets, wall guns, armory, and the external raid explosives group. If it's gonna shoot or go boom, I'm there!
How long have you been working for the punks? You seem very... new?
About 4 years now. Started off working under that old fuck-up, Portly.
Ugh, Portly. I'd forgotten about him, thankfully.
What happened to Portly?
In your line of work, accidents are bound to happen. Don't let it bother you, Boom.
It doesn't.
What type of explosives do you work with or create?
On site, I can make most of the small stuff we go through on a regular basis. Some of the more volatile components are not permitted in the hut, so we have to purchase them from suppliers.
Suppliers?
Enough! Enough. There is more to see, and I'm sure Boom has a lot to prepare for.
Right! Get into it, Diz!
See you at dinner, Kofsky.
We'll see.
You dropped all my grenades! They didn't go off.
Oh, that's much better. I'll have to get the talesman to write that one.
So, while Boom works on the majority of the guns our family uses every night, as well as many other dangerous things, we also have the GMC. It's a primary facility for our growth and trade as the Punks.
You make guns?
Crates and crates of them, daily!
And the workers?
You might recognize some of them from our trade with the Khan. Between punks and slaves, this manufacturing center never stops. Sure, only a fraction of the guns we produce are fully functional, but it's a numbers game out here anyways.
Where do you get the metal to make all the guns?
We acquire them from other gangs, through trade or other means.
Like the shale, perhaps?
No! What are you going on about?
Nothing in particular. We just thought it would be useful to know in the tales.
I can barely hear over these machines. Let's move on.
Where to next? Where to next? Ah, the recreational area. Now, it's a privilege, so you are not yet permitted to utilize it without a family member with you as of yet. But it's where the others do things?
Things?
I'm not really sure. I don't partake. Well, the pits are not always open for a show, and between work there can be some downtime. So some like to make things out of other things.
I understand.
Just look.
Oh, that is what you mean. Do you have people dig up the clay for your ceramics?
I'm not sure. I think it's a slave job.
And the, hair. It's what exactly?
Spun. And Skid is quite the weaver, too.
Some aren't, though, I see.
It's a trained skill.
And the physical equipment for personal strength training, is it usually in such disrepair?
Let's move on. This place smells complicated. Next up is the dinner hall.
I've already been there.
Ah, yes. The kitchen, then.
There as well.
Oh, for the Khan preparations. I remember now. How about the family living quarters?
Not to my knowledge.
This way, then. So, are you feeling it yet?
Inspired. Ready to create grand stories about me. About the family.
There's a lot here that I will remember and record for people of the future. All the information and experiences I have encountered thus far will certainly help spread the word of your work in the future.
That is the kind of thing I want to hear! Now, these are the family living quarters. We have about 6 floors of corridors, each with dozens of smaller rooms. You have the assistant quarters near my quarters, so I don't really see a reason for you to come here. Regardless, here it is.
How many are in the family?
Too many, but we grow stronger every night. Now, the last stop will be the slave quarters. Or will it? I'm bored of this. The slave quarters are in the basement, set up in the same manner. Smell worse, though. Come now. I have the real surprise still to come.
What's left?
Perhaps some fresh air. Something less stagnant.
How many stories is this? The other side seems to only be 4 or so stories.
How could someone who trades in interesting stories be so dull? Maybe 7? It's all a bit uneven.
And is that...
A 7-story fall into a carefully and, may I say, well-organized collection of finely sharpened rebar? Most certainly.
Well, this is the most striking way to end the tour.
That's not the surprise, talesman. Here's our final stage of the tour. A lesson in loyalty. Bring him. Bring him.
Dayton, I'd like to introduce you to one of our newest family members, the Talesman. Talesman, this is Dayton. Don't get too comfortable.
Look, Dismas. Boss, I can fix my...
Dayton, you will not have the chance. You see, I'm teaching new family that, well, we are family. I try to stress the fact that we don't hurt family, but you just go and fuck that up.
In what manner did he hurt the punks?
Betrayal. He gave up information which led to...
I never meant for...
Do not interrupt me. Now, let's become family, my Talesman.
I don't understand.
Take the gun, Talesman.
Due to the rare occurrence of firearms in my line of work and the expense of ammunition, I have never used a firearm.
Well then, you will learn two important lessons. First, loyalty to the family. Second, point and pull. So what a positive experience this is. Just the thing I need. You know, I have all these big plans coming up, so something as simple as this really can unburden the mind. Hurry up now and take the gun, Talesman. I'm not about to have you sully my mood. Take it!
Yeah.
Now aim.
No, I can still fix this. I will.
Shut your mouth or I'll sew it shut. Oh, listen, I do have a craft.
I don't see the purpose of this.
Talesman, you aim and you shoot. You're going to be following me to many important actions in the future, so trust, though rare, is needed. Dayton is a traitor, and you need to prove yourself to the punks. Are you or your comrades trustable? If you don't want to be part of the family, do your friends? Or do you all belong in Dayton's position?
Most certainly not. It's not Adrian, it's Fringer. It's not Adrian, it's Fringer. It's not Adrian, it's Fringer. It's not Adrian.
I'm waiting. It's not Adrian, worse, I'm growing Fringer, bored.
It's not Adrian, it's Fringer. It's not Adrian, it's Fringer. It's not Adrian.
Welcome to the family, Talesman. Now let's get out of here. I have so many things I'd rather be doing. What was that?
It's not as difficult as I would have imagined.
What, the gun? She's quality. No worries there.
That's not what I meant.
Uncuff me.
Nah. With other fits out right now, we don't need you in the pit. And I can't trust you not to wander.
This is an uncomfortable way to wake up.
Could be worse.
Could you at least move me away from here? It smells rancid.
Nah. Too much hassle.
I owe ya.
What?
For Wobe. For what you did for us.
You're that new gun worker.
Karen.
What?
Name's Karen.
And the boy, is he your son?
Yeah.
Where's he?
My boy, Wobe. He's here, sleeping. We owe ya for getting us in at gunwork. Wobe's not big like ya. He'd not live in the pit.
I don't think anyone lives in the pit.
You're gonna die then? You're gonna fight?
No, they have me working the pit as a trainer, not a fighter.
You gotta be family?
What? Ah, yes. They want me and my two fellows to become punks.
Lucky. Got Rukoi looking at you in his nice eye. If they want you, you gotta be well impressed. Look strong type. A nice fist then. Won't put strong type in the pit. Bet's lean your way. But I owe you.
I didn't understand half of that, but gunwork should be fine for you and Wobe. I honestly didn't know they had such a large manufacturing facility.
Menu what? Where do punks find you? Not a Souther.
North. We came from the north.
Only know one norther. Not like ya. Scrapper type. Got himself piked.
Piked?
Got himself run through with a big pole. Put up on a clocker wall.
That does not sound nice.
Weren't.
Right.
If you're still locked down here, gotta be new. You been a punk for what now?
Not a punk. Yet, I mean. Not family yet. Been here about 3 nights now?
New. No use asking you about the place. Won't know much. Can't help me. Can't help Wobe.
Thought I already did. Thought you owed me.
Yeah, yeah. No, yeah. I owe ya.
Not much to owe, not out here.
Out here?
I mean here. Not much here since you're a worker. Not much to give.
Need shells? Could sneak a few empties out of Maker for ya. Guards won't notice.
I'm one of those guards sometimes, you know?
Shells are shells. Get out of a no. So shells? Yeah or not?
No. Don't need shells.
Not much else I got. Don't want to owe for long.
I'll think about it.
Fist! Come on! Work to do!
Put the thing together. Screw the wire tight. Don't drop the thing. Don't drop the thing. Pick up the thing.
You seem to have an expertise for those.
Small fingers, small bit in pieces. Big outcome.
What's that one called?
This one will be a low-grade fragmenting mine. That one will be a little light flasher. Wait, no, this one is the light flasher. And that one will be a one-way trip mine. With some flash now.
You certainly have a strong understanding of this. What about the more technological stuff? Security systems, any guns. Do the rocket punks ever get their hands on those fancy any guns? Saw one once, up in the north.
Yeah, we got one or two any guns here a while ago. Dizzy had to trade them off not soon after. Only got a look at them a bit. Whoo, some fancy up in those wires. Security systems, though, those I got. No problem. Anyways, a strong system can be beat by a big hole. Blow down a wall, and no fancy locks can save ya. Now, for this upcoming run for Diz, we won't be needing this small stuff. Nah, we gotta go. That runner set up the trade. You and me gotta go pick up the Badoom.
So, you and I have to go out of the hot to trade. Are we going to be carrying meal?
Yeah.
And we're just gonna walk through the streets with it.
What are we, stupid?
No.
Right, so we're gonna meet up with Skit and some Fists and make our way.
Oh, great.
So, let's get going.
Do I get a gun?
What? No! No! Now, come on. Skit doesn't like to wait.
Sev?
You know a Fist? Nice to know you talk to people.
Sev, what are you...
I'm assigned as part of the escort mission. Protect the boom, get the badoom.
Protect the young girl, get the high-grade explosives.
Ah.
Have you seen Kofsky?
No. You?
Once. He's the new talesman for the boss, Dismas. Seemed to be okay. You?
Fine, except for the smell, lack of shower, constant fear, and overwhelming stress. What is that?
A cousin collar. If I leave or don't act like family... it will explode.
On your neck.
On my neck.
All right, punks, get ready. Yahav, with me. Others, other side. New Fist, grab the crate. You're the meal tote. Boom into new one, stay front and center. Let's get there, make the trade, and get back.
We're meeting the Greys, so no jokes. Smart types, so stay quiet. Don't like to hear you dumb up the place.
Open the gate. Stay on guard.
Why do I have to carry the box?
I ain't gonna give you a gun.
Hush it!
What are punks doing out of their hot box?
Killing ya if you don't step back, Prox.
Listen to the lips on her.
I take him.
Kill the others!
Jolly down.
Fucking scrap hole.
Loot them. Scar them up. Punks did this.
Well, yeah.
Don't take your hands off that crate, Fist. Boom. You alive?
As always.
Look, Rakoi. Lizzie won't have you dead.
Let's just get my Badoom. Stupid Proc shouldn't even try. Just takes one ego.
You know them?
Know them by the mark. Proc's mark they're wearing. Now, they're done. We're nice. Let's get my stuff.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Liberty Critical Research Podcast. Written by Caitlin Statz and co-created and produced by Travis Van Groff. This episode features the voices of Paul Mea as Dr. Maltalokovsky, Lauren French as Decima Jallo, Travis Van Groff as Severus Junquist, Sean Francis as Dismas, Justina Madrigal as Cairn, Christy Luce as Boom, Caitlin Buckley as Skit. Also featuring the voices of Peter Lewis, Austin Beach, Joseph Teagle, David Hubbard, and Daniel Demarin. If you have enjoyed listening to Liberty Critical Research, please consider supporting us on Patreon or by liking and reviewing our show on iTunes. This production is copyright 2016 by John Dossinger Publishing, and Liberty is a trademark of Travis Van Groff. Thank you for listening, and may the Archon watch over you.
Anna Sheridan, New York Times best-selling author of supernatural horror. Missing for nearly 6 months now.
That's not possible. Is the compass broken? Or did I turn to the side?
Given the circumstances of her disappearance, someone with a more vivid imagination might decide she'd pierced the veil, so to speak.
Weak radio signal. 700 meters. Closing fast.
There's no place for ghost stories and close encounters in this investigation, or any other.
I need you to find me.
To save yourself.
Of course.
What else would it be?
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.